Well, when you raise corn, how much would you raise to the acre?
Around 40, 50.
50 what?
Bushel.
Bushel of acre?
Yeah. I'd yield mine about that.
Yeah. That's real good.
Yeah.
No, when you cut, tell me about when you cut rice down there. What'd you do? How'd you get it up? They tied it into what?
In the bundle, in the bunches.
Yeah.
Now the difference, you don't do that now. This rice, they got a machine to go over and clip that rice, and this rice they did to cut it. See, you used to have people cut the rice and tying it in bunches and hauling it to a machine.
Yeah.
Stacing yours. And fight me. But they don't do that now.
Now, rice was piled up into a what? When you tied it in a bundle and you piled it up into a what?
Shock it up. Shock it up out of the feet.
Yeah.
And that's the way they used to do oats. You used to cut oats with a mowing machine. But anybody had a string of bundles and tie. Then they hauled that oat to the place where they had a machine to thresh it. Now I did that. Man, you talking about something hot about you. Along with me, you thrashing oats, I'm the broiling sun. And all that dust rolling back in your face, you have it sometimes.
That's true.
Different kind of foam way that I did that.
Done did it?
Yes, sir.
When you came to this land, did it have a lot of trees on it?
Yeah, it had a little time, but not much.
And brush and everything?
Yes, sir.
And you did what?
Cleaned it up. Cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Bruh.
To get that stuff off the land, well, when you planted a crop, say like potatoes, the next year they might come up what?
Volunteer potatoes.
Yeah. Now, when you were cutting hay, when you went out in the spring, did you ever have any hay, leftover hay out there, kind of dead stuff?
Yes, sir. Yes.
If you were going to plant again, you had to clean off all that what?
We'd break that up.
All of what?
Break that hay under the ground. And that always rot the root in your ground. All the stuff I was taught about the soil, which the land grew, let it go back to the hood.
Yeah.
Like the corn stalks. I never did let my children burn up stalks. We plowed them back under the ground. I'd go on and place them up the row. I had enough children to do it. And we'd break up on that. That land would stay flowing and mill all year. With cotton stalk, we take sticks and break them. I never did have a cotton stalk cutter. And just take sticks and break them around not cotton stalk. And that kept my leg going.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you about the food you made. First of all, I'll talk about what was made out of flour baked in loaves.
Light bread.
Light bread?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you make it rise with?
Meat.